You're listening to SBS News.
October is Nobel Prize season. Over the course of 6 days, names of the winners of 6 prizes are announced, leading to some new faces being added to the world's most elite list of scientists, writers, economists, and human rights leaders. This year's Nobel Prize season kicked off on Monday with the award in medicine given to Svante Paabo, the director of German Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology. The latest award is the Nobel Prize in Physics, and it's been awarded to 3 scientists, Alan Aspect, John Clauser, and Anton Zillinger. They've been recognised for their advances in quantum mechanics on the behaviour of subatomic particles, opening the door to work on supercomputers and encrypted communication. Here's Professor Clauser.
So I had long ago stopped holding my breath that I might actually win one. But of course, every scientist wants to win a Nobel Prize, so I don't know what else to say. I'm very happy to get the news. Well, it's been a long time. This is all work that I did more than 50 years ago. Worked that started when I was a graduate student. Wrote a paper in 1969 proposing to do an original experiment testing foundations of quantum mechanics. The results are now quite important for quantum encryption in particular, for sending secure communications.
The awards were given for experiments with entangled photons, establishing the violation of Bell inequalities and pioneering quantum information science. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said the laureates, Aspect is French, Clauser American, and Zillinger Austrian, enabled further fundamental research and also paved the way for new practical technology. The scientists all conducted experiments into quantum entanglement, where 2 particles are linked regardless of the space between them. It's a field that unsettled Albert Einstein, who once referred to it in a letter as spooky action at a distance. Here's Nobel Prize laureate Anton Zillinger, who has more.
During the first experiments, I was sometimes asked by the press what all of this is supposed to be good for. And I told them, I can tell you with pride, this is good for nothing. I'm only doing this out of curiosity because I've been excited by quantum physics from the very moment I first heard about it. Because of the mathematic beauty of this description, a very promising development are quantum simulators, that is, quantum computers which are built for specific processes for the simulation of solid bodies and so on. And lately, there have been some very interesting results, but they aren't ready yet for the average consumer.
In groundbreaking experiments, the laureates explored how 2 or more photons or particles of light are entangled because they come from the same laser beam and how they interact even when they are separated far apart from each other. The more than century-old prize is worth $1.4 million Australian dollars. Physics is the 2nd Nobel Prize to be awarded this week, following the prize for physiology or medicine on Monday. The next award category is chemistry, followed by literature, while the 2022 Nobel Peace Prize will be announced at the end of this week, and the economics award on October the 10th. The prizes in medicine, physics, chemistry, literature, and peace were established by the will of Alfred Nobel, a wealthy Swedish industrialist and inventor of dynamite. The first awards were handed out in 1901, 5 years after Nobel's death. Between 1901 and 2021, the Nobel Prizes and the Prize in Economic Sciences have been awarded 609 times. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.